A private company called Desert Express wants to build a bullet train from Southern California to Las Vegas. It could be the nation's first high-speed rail project to break ground. The company will soon learn whether it's going to get a multi-billion-dollar federal loan. In the meantime, communities along the proposed line are assessing what it means for their future. Gloria Hillard reports on two very different outlooks from Barstow and Victorville.
In California's high desert, just off Interstate 15, two ravens circle lazily above towering power lines. On the ground, there's a scattering of shotgun casings. Victorville Mayor Ryan McAcron says where we're standing is the future parking lot for thousands of Las Vegas-bound travelers.
19 million people drive this freeway every year to and from Las Vegas. You know, some of them are going to get off the freeway and they're going to get on a train.
Victorville is a minimum 90-minute drive from downtown Los Angeles, and it would be the starting point for Desert Express, a high-speed train that will travel through mostly public lands to the Vegas Strip. Walking towards a clump of creosote bushes, the mayor points to where the proposed train station would be built.
Yeah, we'd have hotels, probably mall, commercial, retail development. It will be a tremendous boost to Victorville, our economy.
Victorville has long been a stopping-off point for Las Vegas-bound travelers, and just beyond the acres of new housing developments and chain restaurants, you'll find yourself in Old Town on Route 66.
We're really quite a little town, old town atmosphere before they get into the glamour and the glitz, let's face it.
Sharon Foster is a longtime resident and volunteer at Victorville's Route 66 Museum. She says she's thought quite a bit about the proposed bullet train that would whiz tourists from her city to Las Vegas.
I think that there is a need. I know we've talked about it how many years, but I think that it's time has come.
30 miles up the road, you hit Barstow. It's also a popular stop for tourists. Barstow City Manager Kurt Mitchell says the train will go through the town.
But it's going to go fast. So there won't be a stop in Barstow. It's just going to go right through it.
Mitchell says about a year ago, city leaders decided to oppose the high-speed rail after a study determined their city stood to lose more than 2,300 jobs. Today, on the hope some construction jobs will come their way, City Hall is taking a different tone.
We're assuming that it's going to go forward, and we're trying to do everything we can to work with the Desert Express folks to make this as much a positive thing as we can.
Down on Barstow's Main Street, restaurant owner Maxim Atala is not having any of it.
A project like that could just ruin everything for me.
He says along this stretch, there are dozens of motels, restaurants, and gas stations that rely on Vegas traffic.
Here, if you fill up here, you get something to eat, you can make the two-hour drive. No problems.
And that brings us to the question most often raised about the train. Think math story problem. From Victorville, driving at the posted speed of 70 miles an hour, how long would it take to go the remaining 187 miles to Las Vegas? The answer? Just over 2.5 hours. I asked traveler Roger Rivera if he would consider parking his car to board a train that would shave a little more than an hour off his drive time.
It would depend on the price. But driving up to Victorville, I'm halfway there from where I'm at to get there, so it wouldn't be much farther.
Once you're there in Vegas, I mean, where is it going to drop you off?
Christine Torres was driving from Las Vegas back to Southern California.
Because, you know, transportation can get kind of pricey out there to your hotels.
For most of the trip from Los Angeles to Victorville and then on to Barstow, you navigate heavy traffic, industry, and billboards. When you get to Barstow, the scenery changes, says resident Carol Randall. When I asked about the bullet train, she shakes her head. At 150 miles an hour, she says travelers will not only miss her town, but some of the best part of the Mojave Desert.
The colors on the mountains or the spring flowers that are out and the color that is out there. And there's a lot to see.
If federal funding is approved, the project could break ground early next year. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.